Welcome to the My Virtual HR Radio Show with your host, Robert Redden. My Virtual HR, affordable outsourced HR support for smaller businesses in England and Wales.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the My Virtual HR Radio Show. In today's show, I'll be talking about the question that should always be asked at the end of a disciplinary meeting. As a manager or business owner, it has been ingrained into you that you must follow a fair procedure in disciplinary cases, and that you must undertake a reasonable investigation. Yet, when it comes to the disciplinary meeting itself, many managers and business owners fail to ask the obvious question that they should always ask at the end of such a meeting. In today's show, I will let you know what that question is and why you should ask it. Before I do that, let me tell you a little bit about My Virtual HR. My Virtual HR, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk, is a membership website providing affordable, outsourced HR support for smaller businesses. Members have access to over 200 pages of premium content organized into a convenient A to Z format. There are also answers to frequently asked HR questions, breaking news section, articles, videos, key employment data, and much more. New content is continuously being added. Membership is from less than 24 pence a day. Members can also buy employment contracts, employee handbooks, template letters, HR forms, and HR consultancy, all at affordable prices.
You're listening to the My Virtual HR Radio Show.
ACAS has produced a code of practice designed to ensure that a fair procedure is followed when dealing with disciplinary matters, and there are financial penalties for failing to comply with the code of practice. Nor is there a shortage of guidance for managers about how to conduct workplace investigations and how to conduct a formal disciplinary meeting. None of this guidance, however, mentions the obvious question that ought to be asked at the end of every such meeting. There's a good reason for that, which is that the guidance is descriptive of the process to be followed, rather than being prescriptive of what should be said and done. What then is the obvious question that ought to be asked, but often is not? It is this: do you think you've had a fair hearing? So why should you ask this question? From your point of view as the business owner or manager, asking this question is a win-win situation. There are two reasons why that is. Firstly, if the employee answers yes, they are confirming that they believe they have had a fair hearing. By answering the question in the affirmative, they undermine any subsequent claim they might bring for unfair dismissal. That is because it is much more difficult to criticise the process their employer followed if they have agreed, during the interview, that they have in fact had a fair hearing. In reality, if asked the question, most employees will answer yes in the hope of a favourable decision, and they don't want to antagonise the interviewer. Secondly, if they answer no, you can ask them why they think that, and then correct any procedural or other errors. For example, if they say they haven't had a fair hearing because they were not given an adequate opportunity to explain X, Y, or Z, give them the opportunity there and then to explain those points to their satisfaction. Make sure the employee is satisfied that they have been able to give their explanation fully, and then ask them, "Do you now think you've had a fair hearing?" Having dealt with the employee's complaint in this way, it will be very difficult for them to raise a new objection. There is an immediate benefit that accrues by asking whether the employee thinks they've had a fair hearing. That is, it removes the ground of appeal that the investigating manager did not follow a fair procedure. That means the manager conducting the appeal meeting only needs to ask the employee to confirm that they had previously agreed that the investigating manager had in fact given them a fair hearing. As the employee has previously answered yes to that question, it would be all but impossible for him or her to change their mind at this stage. The appeal manager does not then need to go into whether the process up to that point had been fair, and enables the meeting to focus on the other grounds of appeal. However, should the employee nevertheless now claim that they had not previously received a fair hearing, the employer is presented with another win-win situation. The appeal manager should invite the employee to explain why he or she had previously agreed that they had received a fair hearing, and to explain why he or she now believes that they had not received a fair hearing. The appeal manager can correct any defects to ensure that a fair process is followed. Irrespective of the outcome, most employees will be happy that a fair procedure was followed and they were given full opportunity to explain themselves. Removing the employee's objection in the way I have described is an effective way of pulling the rug from under their feet when it comes to complaining of an unfair procedure in any subsequent claim to an employment tribunal.
You're listening to the My Virtual HR Radio Show.
In the next show, I'll be looking at why all offers of employment should be conditional. I'm Robert Reddin. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you next time.
You have been listening to the My Virtual HR Radio Show. Today's show was written and presented by Robert Reddin. Music was by Kevin MacLeod. My Virtual HR, affordable outsourced HR support. For more information, visit our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk.